This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
You're listening to Hit Publish, using content and copywriting to get better results in your online business. I'm Amy Harrison. Today, we're talking content and numbers. Specifically, we're going to break down the 10-20-10 rule for creating web content that converts. It's a simple set of numbers to keep you on track when you're planning, writing, and publishing content for your business website. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. So are you ready to deliver a streamlined web content experience to turn looks into leads? Let's hit publish. Welcome back to another show. So as I record this, it's actually the day before my birthday. I will be another year older, and I'll be celebrating by being on the BBC radio. Every few weeks, I head down to the BBC studios and we discuss the daily papers and see which news stories are being talked about. It's super fun. And the afternoon show host, Alison Ferns, is a real inspiration for women working in media. Other than that, my birthday is pretty much all about reverting to being a child. Fast food, cinema, bowling, amusements, and staying up past 9 p.m. You think I'm joking? If I could hire a magician, I would. Maybe next year. Okay, first let's catch up with a featured listener in this week's star comment. It comes from Barry Desertol, the writer behind writerwest.com. Barry and I bonded way back over our love for a Calgary-based country radio show in Canada, Classic Country AM 1060. Unfortunately, it's been revised as a comedy radio station. I love comedy, but I wish it wasn't at the demise of my favourite country station. It was amazing. Now, Barry was listening into the customer profile show, and he had this to share. Thanks, Amy. Good information. Defining a customer profile has taken up a huge amount of my time, and I'm still not sure if I'm getting it right. So these 8 steps will help draw out the specifics of who I'm trying to reach. Customer profiles can be tricky, so if you're like Barry, go and revisit the 8 points I share in that show and get yourself up and running. You can also get your comment on the show. Simply go to Hit Publish FM, click on any of the shows, and tell me what you think in the comment. I read each and every one. The other reason that I want you to get in touch with the show is to let me know what challenges or problems you're facing with your content marketing or your copywriting. You can email me directly, hello@writewithinfluence.com, if you don't want to leave a comment for your question, and you could be featured in the Dear Amy column, and I'll spend a whole show working on your problem. It's a smart thing to do, as this listener will find out. Dear Amy, I'm planning a redesign of my website. I know it's a lot to ask, but can you give me some advice on how to structure my content to get the most out of visitors coming to the site for the first time? Yours, needing a fresh start, Brian. Well, Brian, you're right. That is a lot to ask, but I'm glad you did. Now, without knowing what you offer, what you want people to do when they get to your site, I can't go into details specific to your business. That's the kind of thing that you'd get if you had a content consultation from yours truly. But this is a good thing because I do have a general framework that will help you and you, if you're not Brian, to help you when you think about the customer experience of someone who lands on your website. It's called the 10-20-10 rule. And just before we get into the details of this, you need to know what you're listening out for with the word of the week. As always, I'm hiding a word in the podcast that you have to find, like a pirate seeking treasure. Only instead of doubloons, you're going to be finding the personal satisfaction that comes from hearing this hidden word. This week, it is aeonian. Try saying that with your mouth full. Aeonian. It means eternal or everlasting, like my love and appreciation for you as a listener. Aeonian. Okay, so why is it important to be conscious about the way you produce content for your website? Well, if you don't, there are some key dangers. One, online marketing is much more competitive these days. In 2005, a website was enough. But if you're not creating content aware of how people behave today, you will lose prospects to customers who do appreciate this. Two, Your website is your image. Your website embodies your business brand and personality. If you want to present yourself as professional, as an expert, but your content and your site design is haphazard, you're going to lose points in the eyes of the very people you want to win over. And three, loss of sales. Very simply, you might have the perfect customer visit your site, but if you haven't left an easy path that helps them make a decision to buy from you, well, losing potential customers is one thing, but losing perfect customers is heartbreaking. It's like having a market stall with amazing products, but... Excuse me, my friend recommended your stall to me. I'm looking for cleaning products and apparently you've got a great range, but I can't see any here. Would you like to read my blog? I write about what's happening on the stall each and every day. No, I'm just looking for some cleaning or batteries. We've got a great offer on batteries and on deodorants. They're just over there under that pile of clothes. Well, oh, mind you, I do need some batteries. Yeah, see that big pile of clothes? I mean, you can't see the batteries. They're right at the bottom. You might have to dig deep, but they are there, I promise. Just take a bit of time and effort and you'll find the batteries. Maybe not then. I'm in a bit of a hurry. Cleaning products? Ta-da! What's that? That's not a cleaning product. No, it's my sign-up form. It pops up every now and then. Would you like to join my newsletter list? No, forget it. Finding what I need here would be an Aeonian task. You do need to be strategic with your content creation to make sure you're providing a clear path to your customer for what they want, whilst making sure that this also suits your business goals. And the 10-20-10 rule is here to help. Here's how it works. 10, the first one, stands for 10 seconds. Within 10 seconds, visitors will decide to stick around or click away. For a lot of businesses, people aren't visiting the site to buy straight away. So the more that you can get them to stay, read your content, the more chance you have of nurturing a lead and turning a prospect into a customer. So what do you need to include in your content to withstand those 10 seconds of scrutiny? Well, according to research by Nielsen, you really need to have a clear value proposition. In short, your customer has to know straight away why they're going to love what you do. So think about your customer. Think about the problem you solve for them. Now, is it more important for your value proposition to talk about removing a problem or selling benefits? And there is a difference. So for example, someone struggling with knee pain may be more motivated by the idea of removing that pain rather than the image of being able to run free, be more flexible, because they may not be able to visualize the positive benefits because the discomfort is what is on their mind. If this is the case, then the value proposition focusing on a problem would be more engaging. For example, eradicate knee pain and inflammation without drugs or surgery. That strikes to the heart of what they're thinking and where they are at that moment in time. But if the problem isn't acute, then promoting what can be gained could be more effective with your audience. Let's say a prospect is looking for information to grow their business. So a download, maybe a free ebook with a following title, may be more attractive to them as it focuses on what can be gained. For example, 30-day marketing plan to increase next month's sales guaranteed. Now, I want you to go and have a look at your homepage or landing page. Count 10 seconds. Is there a clear value proposition statement that is easy to find in that time? If not, get tweaking, because you could be losing vital business. Next up, 20. 20 stands for 20%. Now, it's nothing new to know that people don't read web content line by line. They scan. But as your visitor flips through your site, did you know that they're actually only taking in about 20% of your content? So you may have seen these from heat maps, but the F or E-shaped patterns from eye tracking research are well known to online content creators. This means you've got to make most of the hotspots where your customer focuses his or her reading attention. So again, have a look at your website, particularly your homepage. Do you have headlines working hard to pull those scanners into your content? Are you using bullet points and subheadings to make important points clear? And are your calls to action not only easy to understand and compelling, but do they stand out the minute someone clicks on the page? when writing a page of content, it's really easy to feel that the important part is the body copy. But unless you work hard on improving the hot spots, then your visitor may never read those wonderful words. Now we're on to the final 10. And this stands for 10 pieces of content. Now, back in 2011, compared from 2010, the number of sources used by a shopper before they purchased doubled from 5 to 10 pieces. So it may actually be higher today. But basically, consumers are more comfortable today doing their own research than heading straight to a sales rep or contacting a company for advice. So let's say you get your visitor's attention within 10 seconds. You make the most of their 20% attention span. What content will they then be able to find when they're in your site? Is it expert quality content that encourages them to return? Is it content that they really want to save or share? This demand for information, for finding out how to solve a problem, for looking for advice, insights, analysis, that's what makes content marketing so effective. And that is your key role as a content creator. If you are a source of valuable content, you're publishing consistently, you stay in the mind of your prospect. Now, if you're stuck for ideas of what makes valuable content, well, it couldn't be easier. Just start by answering your customers' questions. I'll link to a blog post in the show notes that I wrote about this. Now, coming up, we've got a new segment. Things are changing at Hit Publish in its format for the better. It's still going to be about the same length, but I will be introducing some new segments. And the first new segment that I'm introducing is the 2-minute fill in the blank. I'm still working on a title. Fill in the blank isn't actually the name. Each week, I want to feature a real life business that has used or is using the method featured in today's Hit Publish. So to kick off this segment, my good friend and businesswoman, Rachel Handley from Bridea, is here to help. Bridea provides ideas for brides. Every 6 to 8 weeks, Rachel sources the finest in wedding samples, ideas, and inspirations and puts them together in a beautiful box. She does all the legwork of finding out the hottest trends for brides, so brides then buy a box and it helps them plan their wedding. They're incredibly popular, and because Rachel's main goal of her site is to encourage brides-to-be to sign up for a box and to buy a box, I wanted to hear how she's structured the content of her site to increase these conversions. Here she is in her own words.
The first thing we want the bride to see, or the customer to see when they land on the homepage, is the big image of our Bridea box. That's because we want the customer to buy a Bridea box, to want a Bridea box and buy one. We put together a display of all of the samples and make it look really exciting, really bright, vibrant. We change that image on the homepage every time we have a new box to introduce to the customers. Underneath the main image, we've got a carousel of all of the samples that a bride will find in the Bridea box. We noticed from a heat map that this was getting a lot of attention, this carousel. So what we've decided to do since is create another page that's literally just dedicated to listing all of the samples and include logos of the businesses and images of the other products that these businesses offer. And that's because we want the bride to know that not only will she get a box full of wedding samples to try before she buys in bulk for her wedding, but so that she understands that we're introducing her to really reputable wedding businesses, award-winning companies that offer so much more that can help her out with the planning of her wedding. We've got 2 buy box bars on the homepage. And also when you click on the buy box bar, we like the order form to drop down. And that's mainly because we don't want the bride to leave the page where she decided that she wanted to buy this product. We want her to be able to scroll up and down and see this box again and remind herself of why she wants to buy this box, as opposed to being taken to another page to do her ordering. Then we've got a big banner that we display our testimonials, real genuine testimonials from brides that have bought a box, what they think to it, what they loved about it. This will lead you to another page where all of our feedback is listed. We also have a little carousel of images that brides have sent to us of their boxes. They've loved their boxes so much that they take pictures and send them to us. We just want the brides to understand why other people have, other similar customers have bought one and what they thought and how they've benefited from it. Right at the bottom, we've got something called a note from us, a picture of myself and my sister, mainly because we want the bride to feel confident in buying her product and that it's from, you know, a couple of people that are willing to put their faces to their business and say, yes, we're really, really proud of what we're offering, because we are very proud of the service that we offer. And also, it's just a little description about what a bride ear box is. In our words, you know, the fact that we pack them ourselves and that they save them time and money searching for products for their wedding days. Underneath that, we've got a banner, basically, where we display all of the logos from the wedding businesses that we work with, that provide us with offers for the boxes, samples for the boxes. Again, it's just reassurance for the bride that you buy one bride ear box and you will get a wide variety of products from a wide variety of different types of wedding businesses that she's never heard of before, and that she will really benefit from knowing about during the process of organising her wedding day.
Now, I'll also link to Rachel's site so you can see what it is that she's describing. Now, if you would like to suggest a name for this segment, rather than fill in the blank, please do pop your ideas in the comments on the show. Like I say, I read every single one. Final thought. 10-20-10 isn't an infallible rule, but it is a good guide that gets you out of your head and makes you think about the customer journey when you're putting your content together. So my question to you is this. What are your thoughts on the 10-20-10 rule? Are you already using it? Does your site fit the bill? Or is there some tweaking to be done? Let me know in the show comments. Don't forget, you can also find copywriting help, coaching and services at harrisonamy.com. Or if you're more interested in doing it for yourself, then you might want to check out the benefits of a Write With Influence membership over at writewithinfluence.com. I want to thank you for being a smooth hit publish listener. If you found this useful today, I'd love it if you popped over to iTunes and left a rating and a review. It takes just a few minutes, but if you do, you're 70% more likely to bump into an old friend who just makes your day. Don't forget, if you want to be featured in the Dear Amy column or in any segment of the show, simply leave a comment on the show page, or you can email me directly, hello@writewithinfluence.com. That's all for this week. So until next time, remember to take action and hit publish.